Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie's been dying to talk about baby Nana.
Mama. Nana.
Little baby Nana. Oh, and what she's doing in your life and trying to help you a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, honestly, like, she goes, and I'm very proud of her for doing this. She gets therapy pretty regularly. Like, she goes out and searches it in times that she feels like she's overwhelmed and everything. And we talk about everything. So she fills me in on her sessions and lets me know how it's going and what they're talking about and stuff. And, you know, I think she then takes it upon herself to be like, you need therapy, Mom. Like, you know, she actually said, you know, you're very anxious. I feel like maybe you even have ADHD. Like, have you ever been diagnosed? And I'm just like, are you serious right now? You've been to therapy 3 times this week and all of a sudden you have a degree, you know? Like, but she really does. Like, she tries to diagnose me and, you know, she's like, you wake up and you immediately drink coffee that makes you already anxious. And then, you know, you're dealing, your job is very stressful. So she's like, I feel like you're just like walking around with riddled anxiety. And I'm like,
yeah, welcome to real life.
I know. Like, and
welcome
you just
to everybody.
And here's the thing is I agree with her in the sense that I think people should constantly get therapy. For me, it's not 100% all the time. It's not consistently. I feel like therapy for me is certain times in my life I need it more. I lean to it a little more. But yeah, she thinks she is a believer in every single part of your life should be kind of scrutinized and is up for, you know, people to just look
like
at
dissect.
It and dissect it and diagnose you with things. And
that in itself induces anxiety for me. Like, why would you need to nitpick every little thing?
I think that that's definitely a younger generation thing, too, is they're so focused on their mental health and their well-being and, you know, reaching out and things like that, that it's just second nature for her. And again, she grew up having it, so it's not foreign. So she does it. And I just it's so funny to me because I like that she gets what she gets out of it, but she really turns into a little therapist. She does. And
puts
she
it
just
back
like
on you.
Walks yeah. through life.
She
and
lays
like,
you on your couch.
And not just me,
gives
but
you
like
a box of tissues.
Everybody.
Mom, tell me about
you
your
know?
Childhood.
Like, she'll go to work and she'll be like, I really think my boss is dealing with some just like unresolved issues. And I'm like, okay. So
God, I would not want to hang out with your daughter.
She's funny. Like, but
that's not just, funny. That's annoying.
Yeah. No, it's funny because it's just like, there's definitely things that I think we can all improve on,
well,
right?
Absolutely,
like,
yes.
You know, but and that's what a therapist's job is to point that out.
I'd have to think really hard
to
about what mine would be, but
okay. I mean, I don't think too hard, but
Mom, I heard Jeremy today. I think he's dealing with some narcissistic qualities.
Well, I don't know.
I think he's on his narcissism journey.
But no.
Maybe not. Nah. Hey, hey, hey. Baby Nana.
That's Dr. Baby Nana to you. No, and I think that, like, truthfully, I want to just stress how much, you know, mental health is so important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, I'm not knocking on it.
Help.
Well, I'm not knocking on
no.
it because she, you know, she hasn't seen her therapist in, like, 3 weeks because she's been on vacation or something. So she's
just probably going to have all sorts of vacation issues
yeah,
to talk about.
She's got a lot of things right
Life's
now.
Life's hard for baby Nana.
Well, you know.
22 and have no responsibilities.
She has so many responsibilities,
does
Jeremy.
She?
So she was actually just up for a promotion within the job that she's at. And so one of the things that she has to do is is learn Spanish.
Okay.
Just so she can, you know, get ahead in everything. It will just benefit her. It's not something that's required, but it would really behoove her if she learned Spanish.
How do you say that in Spanish?
I don't know. How do you say that? You guys took Spanish, not me.
Katie, I took like 6 years of Spanish throughout high school and college. I don't remember a lick of it.
You don't remember any of
it. I don't remember anything.
Josh, too. He took Spanish.
I
took German.
If you don't use it, it's,
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't even know the numbers, which is bad.
Like, no,
we should all remember those. But, yeah, it's just...
But that should be a happy time. Well, I guess it is stressful. She does have to learn a second language.
And then on top of that, you know, she's going to school. She's got her podcast. She's got her friend. She's got her boyfriend. Like, she's got a lot of stuff
going
on.
She's got her friends and boyfriend. And that's so tough.
I'm proud of her for at least acknowledging that, you know, if she needs some help in that regard, that she's going to go seek it out. It's just, it really is funny that she then passes that on to me. Like, I also think you need this,
Mom. Has she actually diagnosed you with some sort of...
I just told you, ADHD.
Is it ADHD?
Anxiety.
All of it? Okay.
Like, she
schizophrenia.
Thinks that.
I mean,
know. She's like, because she'll tell me a whole story. And you guys give me crap about this all the time.
I would never.
She'll tell me a story and then she'll ask me a question and I'll be like, I'm sorry. What did you say? Like, I didn't hear it. Tell me your story again.
You?
Tell me again. I'll pay attention this time. I promise.
So true.
And so, like, she thinks that that's like some kind of ADHD element, at least.
No, it's just you can just say,
focus.
Honey, you're boring me.
I know. Oh. Right, make it more interesting and then I'll listen.
Hey,
baby, nah.
But no, and here's the thing is your kids are still pretty young, so they haven't reached that 18-year-old stage where they become an adult and they think they can tell you anything. It's
sure.
Like a wall's been removed and all of a sudden they
I know
have,
everything. I'm worldly.
Yeah.
I have all this advice for you.
Yeah, and like they're there to tell you how the world works, and you kind of have to just sit back and be like, uh-huh.
And then you're like, oh, just wait.
Yeah.
A few years down the road.
And the
yeah.
funny thing is, I remember doing this to my mom. I remember calling my mom once and telling her how amazing olive oil was. Like, I discovered it or something. And my mom is a cook. And she was like,
yes, okay, honey. All right, honey.
Yeah, and you just have to just, you know, humor them a little bit and be like, yes, you discovered olive oil.
Bless her heart.
Congratulations.
You discovered therapy. Gold star for you.
Yeah, so you get ready, Jer.
I will.
You get ready when they get 18. They know everything.
Well, bless her heart, Katie.
Oh, she's
bless
good.
Her heart.
She's good.
We'll have to have her on sometime once she learns Spanish. And she'll have to talk to us in Spanish.
Would love
it'll be a good
that.
Little test.
Oh my
Soy
gosh,
Zoe.
Yeah,
mama, mama,
do a little Spanish.
Hola,
test.
Mama, mama, hola,
madre, madre.
Mi amor es baby nana. Mamá mía es baby nana.
How do you say baby in Spanish?
Hola,
mijo,
hola,
mijo,
mijo,
mijo, nana,
mija, nana,
mija, nana,
mija,
mama.
Nana.
Now make me sandwich, Mama, because I'm going through therapy on you. I'm hungry, Mama. Mama. Thanks for sharing your life
such
with us.
A good baby.
She hates me.
she actually likes you quite a bit.
I
but,
hate
you,
me,
know.
Mama. Make him stop.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.